I want to think about this morning the book of Jonah. It's a little different, but I think the children might get something good if no one else does. So, you know, this morning, do you remember Jonah? We do, don't we? Jonah's a character that sticks out in our mind. And we all remember the story so very well, most of us here, if not all of us. And in Jonah 1 and 1, it says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." Now, what did the Lord say? He said, "Jonah, I want you to get up. And I want you to go to that big city, that wicked city, and I want you to cry against it." And Jonah knew exactly what God said. Jonah wasn't guessing. He wasn't wondering, did God say? Jonah knew what God said. He said, "Get up and go speak against that great city. The wickedness of it has come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. What a first three sentences. Jonah rose up, it says, to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Has the Lord ever spoke to you? Has the Lord ever spoke to you about your life? Has the Lord ever called us? Has the Lord ever dealt with us when we sat in our seat? Have we ever just turned around and went and did our own way? Went the other way? That's what Jonah did. Now, Jonah wasn't just somebody needing to be saved. Jonah was a man of God. Jonah knew the voice of the Lord. And he knew what God said, and he just got up and went the other way. I knew of a man one time that was here in this congregation, and this has been said publicly before, but he knew the Lord had called him. The Lord gave him a message. And when it came time, he got up and he walked out the back door. You know, before he died, and all that his life, he tried to live for the Lord, and I suppose he did. But it was never right. It was never quite everything it should have been. And when before he died, he said, "I want to be baptized again." And he said, he wanted to make it right with the Lord. Because he knew that God had put his hand on him. I'm not just thinking about the callings of the Lord. I'm thinking about the Lord calling us to Him. I'm thinking about salvation. I'm thinking about all the times, however it is that God works with us and we know it's Him. I'm not talking about guessing. We know it's Him. We turn around and go the other way. Do you know that that's exactly what Jonah did? Now, Jonah didn't realize that God wasn't going to let him go that easy. Jonah just didn't realize that God was interested in him. And he wasn't just going to let him turn around and walk off. Somehow God must have seen that there must have been something in Jonah that there was something to work with. And it says here, but the Lord, listen to this. But the Lord, now he was in a ship and he was going out opposite direction of what God told him to go. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Do you know that this wasn't any normal tempest? This was what the Bible says here was a mighty tempest. And it says here the ship was about to be broken. And you know, we read on here, and it says, Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea. Now, you know, these mariners, they were men of the sea. They knew what went on in the sea, and they knew this was quite different. This was not just a storm and a tempest. There was something going on here. What is going on? And they began to call on their gods. And he says here, the word says here, and they cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Jonah just said, I'm going this away, and he went to sleep. He wasn't even aware that there was a big storm going on. He was sleeping. Big mistake for Jonah. Jonah should have been calling on God. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, listen to what was going on. Every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots and the lot fell upon Jonah. You know, there's something going on here that's not normal. God's at work. And these evil and wicked men, I suppose they were. I don't know who they were. But they didn't know about the one true God. But they knew this. God's upset. But Jonah knew a different story. I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. They were all calling on God. What's going on? What's going on? And Jonah says, it's me. They cast lots and the lot fell on Jonah. And it says here, Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation and whence comest thou? What is thy country and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I'm an Hebrew and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Do you know that sets God apart? Because there isn't any other God like that. There isn't any other God that's the God of heaven and that made the earth and the sea and the dry land and the heavens and all those things and you and me. Folks, there's no other God like that. Jonah knew that God. And he said, I'm in Hebrew and I fear the Lord. I fear this God. And he said, Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. The sea, the waves were just rolling they thought the boat might break apart. Something going on here. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that it is for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men were, no, we can't do that. The men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. For the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we don't want to throw a man over. Lord, we're going to have blood on our hands. We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from her raging. Whew. What a story. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now, you know that's not the end of the story, because God wasn't done with Jonah. God cared about Jonah. God cared about what he told Jonah he needed done. And so it says, Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. While all this was going on, you know what God did? He prepared, he made a fish that was big enough to swallow Jonah whole and keep him alive for 3 days and three nights. That's what he did. The Lord did that. And so the Lord prepared that. You know what else the Lord prepared? He prepared a storm because he was on Jonah's trail. He was on Jonah's trail this morning. I want to tell you something. God don't just let us go that easy lots of times. He sees something way down in here that wants to go to heaven and that wants to serve God. And he's not willing that any should perish. Folks, I want to tell you something. When God gets on your trail, he prepares a big fish or something else. He prepares the ocean in ways that it never is otherwise. He prepares life for us. I want to tell you this morning, God is on our trail today. I want to tell you what Jonah did. He remembered something. He woke up from his sleep. And he remembered this God that he knew. And it says, verse 2 of chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly." You know what? He began to pray in that place where God had prepared him to be. And he began to call upon the God of heaven. And said, "I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord." By reason of mine affliction. The hand of the Lord was heavy upon Jonah. And because of that, he said, "I cried because of mine affliction. I cried out to God. I knew about God. I know there's a one true God. I know he's the one that made the heavens and the earth. I know he's the one that has an eternal soul that I'm going to give, that I have an eternal soul to give account to. I know that." And I want to tell you something. God gets on our trail, folks. "And said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me." Isn't that the best part? The Lord heard him. He did exactly what God told him. Well, I won't say God told him not to do, but he did exactly the opposite of what God told him to do. And he ran from God. And then he just went to sleep. And he just went into his little stupor as if God would never know. I want to tell you something. God knows. And God comes after us a lot of times because he cares about us. He would not that any should perish. For, "And he heard me out of the belly of hell," cried I, "and thou heardest my voice." Lord, you heard me. You heard my voice. "For thou hadst cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me." He had no power to do anything about what God was doing. No power. And he said, "The floods came over me. All these things happened unto me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight." Doesn't that what it feels like? Isn't that what it feels like when God's on our trail sometimes? "I'm cast out of your sight." Where is God? "Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about, and the weeds were wrapped around my head." Wrapped about my head. You ever felt like the weeds were wrapped about your head? You know what? God can get us in that place, can't he? And it's no problem for him. Because he will prepare for us. He'll prepare a big fish that can swallow us whole and keep us alive in there. God can do that this morning. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. You know, this morning, sometimes our soul can faint within us. Our very being can be without, Lord, what am I going to do? You know what? God has the power to take us there, and God has the power for the fish to spit us out. Did you know that? When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. My prayer came unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Do you know that instead of turning unto the Lord, he could have turned unto lying, vain things that had no worth at all. He could have turned to the God of whatever. He could have turned into his inner self. He could have turned to all those things. But Jonah knew about the one true God. And he said, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. There isn't any way to get to God by observing lying vanities, worthless things, observing them, putting our trust in those lies. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish. You know what? When Jonah got through with that, the Lord spoke to the fish, and it says it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. I would have just really liked to have seen that. I wonder how that happened. This big fish come up here, big enough to swallow him whole, and it came up so close that it spit him out on the dry land. That's amazing, isn't it? You know, God can do those kind of things. And you know what then happened? Now see, Jonah was starting to work with God now. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Jonah, I told you what I wanted you to do. Now I'm telling you again. I want you to do exactly what I said to do. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Do you know that there was something about this that was different too? Just like the waves of the ocean, God started working in Jonah's life. And all of a sudden, his words had weight, because I want to tell you something. When the Spirit of God starts working, folks, people began to fall under conviction. And this man began to tell them, 40 days, and this city's going to be destroyed. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. Isn't that beautiful? One man that knew about the Lord submitted himself to God, and it brought about the salvation of this whole great city. All of these people, 120,000 people, this big city, that was a big city back then. And you know what? The king of that city, he heard about it. Listen to this. The people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth. Now, sackcloth is just cloth that sacks were made from. That's what it was. They put on sackcloth. Maybe they made, I don't know, maybe they made their clothes out of it or something at a time like this or something. I don't know how they did it. From the least of them, from the greatest of them even to the least of them, for word came unto the king of Nineveh, And he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. He was mourning. He was mourning for their wickedness. He was mourning for the judgment that God had placed upon him. And I want to tell you something. He sat in ashes. You ever touched ashes? You ever had ashes come out of your fireplace or your wood-burning stove or whatever? We've got a stove that we use every winter. Do you know what? Those ashes are a mess. They're nasty. They get on you. They get on your clothes. And they're just a big mess. This king sat in sackcloth and ashes. These people sat in sackcloth and ashes. It says, it says of him, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. Folks, this is serious. We need to get a hold of God. And I don't want our animals to drink water. I don't want them to eat. I don't want none of these 120,000 people. You don't eat. You don't drink water. You don't do anything. We're going to call upon the God of heaven. And we're going to ask him if he'll have mercy so that we're not destroyed in 40 days. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Isn't that beautiful this morning? That's the God we serve, folks. He could have said, Jonah, you're fixing to drown. He could have said, throw him over. He didn't do what I said. He did what he wanted to do. And he's out. But no. God caused all kinds of things to happen to save Jonah and to save the people of Nineveh. This morning, I want to encourage us today. God sends these things and prepares these things for our lives too. Because he's the same God. And we might think, well, that was a special situation. It sure was. And so are you and me. We are special situations. And God cares about us this morning. And he wants to meddle in our life. And he will. Now, Jonah could have just said, I'm not praying. He could have done that. He could have chose to do that. And where would the story of Jonah be today? And all the changes that happened and all those good things, where would it be? Except Jonah did pray. He did humble himself before God. Folks, somebody has to do it. Jonah was the man. And God was on his trail. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Chapter 4. I don't know that I've ever preached a message just like this, but the Lord knows. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly. You know, Jonah just had some issues, didn't he? Here was this city of 120,000, and he was angry because God was not going to destroy them now. He was really upset. Just can't believe God would not destroy this people. You know, he knew they were wicked. The people of Nineveh everybody knew the people of Nineveh are wicked people. They were exceptionally wicked. And it displeased Jonah. I don't know if that's why it displeased him. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Do we know that God this morning? Oh, I want to tell you, Jonah said, I knew from the start. I knew that's what kind of God you are. I knew you would look with mercy. Oh, don't we know the Lord does that today? Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me. For it is better for me to die than to live. You know, Jonah had some issues. And I don't understand all these issues altogether. But you know, God still wasn't done with Jonah. Listen to the rest, because God prepared some more things for Jonah. Then said the Lord, doest thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made a booth and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. Just going to go see what God's going to do. And the Lord prepared a gourd. The Lord prepared something else. He prepared the ocean or the waves. He prepared the fish. He prepared all these things. He prepared those mariners to be there that would discern a little bit about what was going on. And now he prepared a gourd. And the Lord prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. All of a sudden Jonah was just, so glad this gourd grew up here. I wonder if he ever stopped to think that God did that. But God prepared a worm. God wasn't done working with Jonah. Then he prepared a worm. When the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did arise that God prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die and said, it is better for me to die than to live. Don't you know God was on his trail, wasn't he? All the way. He wasn't just going to let Jonah just be Jonah. You can't know Jonah. I'm coming after you. Jonah, I'm on your trail. Is God on your trail this morning? God on our trail? I want to tell you something. You better believe it. He's on our trail. That's why we're here this morning. And God said to Jonah, doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd. Jonah, I'm trying to teach you some things. Thou hast had pity on the gourd for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it to grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle. You know, this morning, the Lord help us today that we will let the Lord work in our life. We don't have to. But folks, God wants to take us to an eternal state of glory in heaven with Him. And He's on our trail for a reason. And He wants to take people around us to Him too. And He's on our trail for that reason too. And I want to encourage us today, folks, the Lord knows about these kind of things. He works on our life and He works in our life. And I want to tell you, sometimes a little message like this, you say, Lord, am I hearing you right? Is this really what you want? Folks, the Lord speaks in 10,000 different ways. And He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We don't have to know everything. The one thing Jonah needed to know was he needed to turn back to God. He needed to turn back to the God that he knew was God. This was not a God. This was not a religion. This was God. And Jonah needed to turn back to God. And this morning, the Lord will prepare for us. He'll prepare a storm and a fish and a gourd and a worm and an east wind. And He'll prepare His word for us. And He'll talk to us. And He wants to take us to heaven. I want to encourage us this morning to cry out to that God. I want to encourage us this morning that same God cares just as much about your situation as He cared about Jonah. Do we believe that? I want to tell you something. God cares about you and me. And He'll go to all lengths. If we'll let Him, He'll do everything He can to make us get to heaven. And so this morning, I want to just quote a couple, three other scriptures. The sacrifices of God. You know, there's a sacrifice we bring before God. We don't pay our way for anything. But He says the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, Thou wilt not despise. Lord, if I humble myself, I know that You won't despise that. I know that You won't say, well, I told you, and you did this. He's not going to say that. He's going to say, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Come unto Me. I want to give you your heart's desire. That's what God wants to give us this morning. And He cares just as much about you and all of you and me as about anybody else. And about the folks in the Bible. He cares about every one of us the same. The Lord is nigh. That was Psalm 51 and 17. That was David actually writing the 51st Psalm. We all know that. You know, David wrote that psalm after he had messed up so bad. Had a man killed, took his wife, done all these things. And he said then, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. And he humbled himself, read Psalm 51. And a contrite heart, O God, Thou wilt not despise. Psalm 34 and 18, the Lord is nigh. He's real close to them that are of a broken heart, and save us such as be of a contrite spirit. Oh, folks, that's where we're at this morning. The Lord help us. I want to read a little song that just came to me. We've heard it here. When the storm raged about them, the disciples were afraid, for the waves were high and the ship was tossed. They could not find their way. Then they awoke the Master, saying, Lord, please save us now. He rebuked the winds, and the sea grew calm, and they all wondered how. God sees the storm from the other side. He knows the lessons learned, and just beyond the clouds, He sees clear skies. He speaks peace to the raging storm when peace cannot be found. He already sees the rainbow when we see only clouds. Like the man on the sea did, I have called on God in prayer. When it seemed to me all hope was gone, and in my deep despair, I remembered what the Lord said when He calmed that troubled sea. And I know once more how He sees the storm, and peace floods over me. God sees the storm from the other side. He knows the lessons learned. And just beyond the clouds, He sees clear skies. He speaks peace to the raging storm when peace cannot be found. He already sees the rainbow when we see only clouds. When the storms of life come crashing in and trouble me, I can feel God's arms around me, and He whispers, let it be, let it be. And I'll read one more verse, two verses here. Thus saith the Lord, Isaiah 66 and 1 and 2, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that You build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things mine hand hath made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor, and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Oh, I want to encourage us this morning to honor, revere, and tremble at God's word. Let Him speak to us and let it change us. Let Him draw us out of the boat however He plans to. And let's call upon His name and let's believe. Because God, folks, is real intent on getting us to heaven. You pray for me this morning. I want to encourage us to pray. Seek the Lord until we all know that we've got God down in here. And we see on the other side that rest that He has. That's what God wants to give us this morning. He wants to heal our ills. He wants to transform our lives. And He wants to be to us more of a blessing than we ever knew God could be. Jonah would never have experienced the things we read about if he had not have submitted himself in that fish's belly.